Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
seven praises go up. Hallelujah. You know what happens. The blessings come down. Glory be to God. I want to let you know when the praises go up, faith come down. When the praises go up, joy come down. Glory to God. When the praises go up, hallelujah. Whatever you need from God, it's coming down. We thank God for the praises that goes up before the Lord thy God. What better time to praise him than this Thanksgiving weekend to come, Thanksgiving holiday to come. Hallelujah. You got so many things to give thanks for. We have so many things to praise God for. So when the praises go up, hallelujah, anointings, healings, deliverance comes down. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Thank you once again for tuning in. Amen to MCI Blog Talk Radio. I am your host tonight, Bishop Thurman A. Butler of Undisputed Truth Ministry, 1921 Darbytown Road, Henrico, Virginia. Amen, amen, amen. We want to see your face in the place. God is moving by his spirit. God is doing great things by his spirit. There's deliverance going on in the building. There's praises going up in the building. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There's people being set free, hallelujah, from whatever they need deliverance from in the building, because we're always in the Word. I want to let you know tonight, if it's in the Word, it is undisputed. Amen. We invite you to come. Fellowship. Get what you need. Reach for what you want. To God be the glory. We're in your corner to make you a champion in Christ, an undisputed champion. We thank God for Apostle McNeil and her husband, amen, the Avenue and Waymakers of Block Talk, MCI Block Talk Radio. We give them praise and honor, amen, in this Thanksgiving season. We thank and praise God for everyone in the ministry. We thank and praise God for all of the laity. We thank and praise God for you, you, and you that may come across this, praying that you would receive a blessing from the Lord. Amen. And tonight being 2 days or a day before Thanksgiving Eve, it's only fitting that I would entitle this little exhortation, Thanks Worth Giving. A thanks that's worth giving. Glory be to God. If we can understand the position that gratitude, that thankfulness for God, for the things he's done already, for the things you believe in him to do. Glory to God for the things that, glory be to God, that you're still waiting on. If we could only learn to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, then we would give God thanks while we're waiting. The Bible declares, glory be to God, that God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So what are you saying, Bishop? I'm saying you can't sow into God and not receive a harvest. Thanksgiving represents a harvest time. I don't want to go too deep into historical backgrounds of the United States of America, but Thanksgiving came about from the Pilgrims and the Indians. Glory to God. But the Indians showed them how to sow, how to plant, so that they can reap. And when they showed them how to plant corn and the necessary dietary vegetation that they needed to survive, The Pilgrims wanted to show the Indians that we are thankful. Hallelujah. We're thankful, glory be to God, for you leading or extending love in the area of sowing. Whatsoever you sow, you shall reap. And when the harvest came, I'm going to make it quick. This is some foundation. The harvest came, and they were thankful for the harvest. They were thankful for what the Indians had gave. Thus, it became thankful for your giving. There we have Thanksgiving. They had a feast together. And thank God for making a way. Are you prepared to thank God for making a way this Thanksgiving? Are you just preparing your fleshly body to receive turkey, cranberry sauce, potato salad, string beans, and sweet potato pies, and all those good food that comes with it? Do you, is that what you really believe Thanksgiving is about? Well, if so, enjoy your dinner. Enjoy your food. It is a blessed time because the family comes together. It's a blessed time because now you get a chance to sit down as a family once again, as they used to do back a few decades ago. Right now, you can't find hardly a family that sit together and have dinner together because everybody is so busy. Everybody got their face in the phone. Glory be to God. It used to be one television in the house. Now it's a television in every room. Everybody watching something different. Everybody got a different schedule. Y'all ain't talking back to me yet. But what are you still thankful for? Certain things we cannot lose our appreciation for. We can't let certain things of this world take our focus where we treat it just like anything else, just like everything else that's a part of our crowded life. And somewhere and somehow, God has become just another part of our crowded life. To God be the glory. Thank God if he hadn't yet. But if by chance God has just become another part of your crowded life, going to church is just another part of your crowded life. You wake up just enough time to get there, still yawning on the way there and scratching, hallelujah, not prepared to meet your God because he's just another part of our crowded life. Well, when things become a part of this hustle and bustle and this crowded life, it becomes less valuable to us. And anything less valuable to us, we don't praise that much. Anything that's less valuable, we don't have affection for. Anything that's less valuable to us is less meaningful to us. Therefore, we don't give thanks for the things that have joined our crowded life. I just want to call to remember today to the saints of God something you definitely should give thanks for, something that's worth some thanksgiving. This is some thanks worth giving. You'll find it, amen, in the book of Psalms, a very familiar psalm, Psalm 100. God is encouraging us to always keep at the forefront our relationship with him. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes your life can get crowded and you lose friends along the way and you move to a different place. And glory be to God, things change, your job change. But God is reminding us in Psalms 100, never let your relationship change the position that it should be in. To God be the glory. So he starts out in verse 1 saying, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Glory be to God. If you have a relationship with God, you have faith in God, and God is first and foremost in your life, you're not going to come across a situation where you feel like you got to be afraid, you got to be fearful, you got to be crying. Glory be to God. You got to believe that God ain't going to do If you know, glory be to God, your God, and if you understand that the answers in him is yes and amen. God, come on, somebody. And if you know that he woke you up this morning, you know he started you out on your way. You know that he had the angels of God encamped round about you. You know that no weapon formed against you can prosper. You know that he's giving you power over all the works of the devil. If you know that greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world, every time, glory be to God, you address him, it'll be joyful. It'll be joyful. I know the word of God said, bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them. But I want to let somebody know it's a way you can bring your burdens. It's a way you can cast your cares without that sorrowful, pitiful, position of your spirit. Hallelujah. You just knowing that you got an opportunity to take it to God should bring enough joy for yourself to God to be joyful. You should make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. If you make him just another part of our crowded life, there'll be no gladness because there's no appreciation. But he said, serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. That's a position of your spirit. That's a position of your soul. That's a position of your faith. That's a position of your love. Good God Almighty. Your relationship is so strong and you're so appreciative of it. Glory to God. And you honor and value it so much. Good God Almighty. You understand who God is and that nothing's too hard for him. And you understand the position that he put you in by the blood of his son. Glory be to God. When you come before him, it's gladness. It's singing. It's joy, unspeakable and full of glory. That's how you'll come in his presence. If you understand who he is, there should be nothing in this holiday season that take your joy. I understand if you don't have the finances you need to buy all the gifts for everybody in your heart to buy. I understand if you can't give, glory to God, to your family members what you desire to give. It's been a tough year, glory be to God, and a lot of things have changed. And if you can't do the things that brought you joy naturally, you just got to keep your mind stayed on him. Say to God. Keep your mind stayed on him. Understand who he is. Know what he will do. Trust and believe in him. Glory be to God, because other than that, the enemy will come to steal your joy. He'll come to rob you of your peace. He'll come to tell you that God is not able or that God won't do. But you got to look at him and say, I know ye that the Lord is God. Verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is. He is who? The Lord, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And we're not talking three gods. We're talking about three manifestations of God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. If he's God, he created the heavens and the earth. He created the heavenly hosts, the angels, the archangels, the fallen angels. What do we have that we haven't received? What is in this atmosphere that the Lord has not created? There's nothing new under the sun. So when we understand that, we know that nothing is up to the enemy. Man shall not live by the enemy's attack. Man shall not live by his own strength and power. Neither shall man live by bread alone. That's natural resources. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. What are you saying again, Bishop? What I'm saying is if you find yourself lacking in this holiday season, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Know ye that nothing's too hard for him. Know that if he hear you, he'll help you. Hallelujah. You know that every word that proceedeth out of his mouth is what's going to happen. Ask him for a word. Seek his help. Tell him to send it from the sanctuary. Tell him to give you favor with him and man. God will make a way out of no way if you only trust him. It is he that's made us, not we ourselves. We didn't make ourselves, so we don't have to take care of ourselves. We don't have to strive ourselves. We don't have to fight ourselves. We don't have to try to make things happen because it's he that has made us and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. I said it's the Lord's. You think the battle is only when you're weak and fighting something. Don't you know your battle is to provide? Don't you know your battle is to be keep joy? Don't you know your battle, come on somebody, is to have peace? So what do you mean, Bishop? Is it a battle? No, you don't have to battle, but that's your battle. Somebody caught that. Somebody still want to fight yourself. That's why you think I said the battle. Your battle is faith. Your battle is believing. Your battle is holding on. Your battle is keeping your joy. Your battle is being steadfast and unmovable. Your battle is always abounding in the work of the Lord. Your battle is staying focused. Hallelujah. Your battle is knowing that he is the Lord. It is he that's made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. What shepherd don't take care of the sheep of his pasture? Oh, this is a Thanksgiving message. I want you to keep your joy. I want you to be thankful. Be thankful that you are a sheep in the pasture. What shepherd don't take care of his sheep? Hallelujah. We are the sheep of his pasture. Knowing that, and I'm saying that, I'm talking about a thanks worth giving. I'm talking about a thanks worth giving. A thanks that's worth giving. Why are you saying it over and over? Because you should no longer come in the presence of God. You should never longer call on God. Invoke the presence of God. Ask for the Shekinah glory to fall and dewdrops to fall on you if you're not in, hallelujah, a mood of thanksgiving. How about if you're not grateful, if you're not honored? Do you not understand that you got to be grateful even when the Lord don't answer? Oh, somebody don't believe that. I said, glory to God. We have to be grateful even when the Lord don't move the way we asked him. Even if he don't answer when we called. Don't you understand that we must be grateful? Especially when we come before him. Can I just deviate? I just want to deviate for a second over to Isaiah. Glory be to God. I just want to deviate for a second. It's in my spirit. I can quote it to you. Glory to God. But somebody may really need the entire chapter and verse. So that they can understand. It's a way to appear before God. You just can't get scared and call him. You can't just call him because you stepped inside of a building that they call a church. You can't just anytime, any way, anyhow. Glory to God. It's a way to enter into his presence. Oh, that's why I'm at the Psalm 100, but I want to go ahead just for a second. Look at Isaiah 58. Verse 2 says, ye seek me daily and delight to know my ways. You seek me daily. You delight to know me. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me. But guess what? We have to prepare for God when he calls us. And we have to come before him a certain way. I know you want to know him. I know you want more of him. Hi, y'all ain't talking to me. Glory to God. I know, glory be to God, that you want to see his favor. You have to come before God a certain way. Watch this. Look what he says in verse 10. That thou shalt draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted. What? Then shall thy light rise in obscurity. And, watch this, and thy darkness and the noonday. What now? What he's talking about and what he says, what he's saying prior to that is, you for me as a bulrush. You come at me like you can whenever and however you desire to come. But if you come right, and if you draw out your soul, then your light shall shine in the obscurity. Meaning that, glory be to God, you'll be in a place where you can walk in the light. Come on, somebody. As he's in the light and have fellowship one with another. But we want to walk, but we want to have emotions. Oh, I'm closing it out. I know I went the long way around, but I'm going to bring it together. We want to walk with him, but you want your own way of thinking. And I'm not rebuking or reproving. I'm just teaching and exposing. Listen, we can't have our own emotion. We can't have our own mind thinking how we want it to think. In order to stay in God's presence and walk in the light as he's in the light, we have to have the character that's pleasing to him. Other than that, he will not bid us to come. The word of God says, who has bidded you to come before me? Who told you can approach my presence? If we don't come right, we'll get an emotional touch. Oh, yeah, the presence of God feels real good. And we'll get an emotional touch. But will you get the word you need? Would you get the answer that you need? Would you get God to move the way you desire for him to move? I'm going to tell you, it's so easy to receive. It's by not being intimidated by nothing. The Bible declares, don't be intimidated by anything. Don't be intimidated by a situation. Don't be intimidated by time. Don't be intimidated by feelings. The word intimidated means careful. Be careful for nothing, but in everything. By prayer. Watch now. This is the formula. Don't want for nothing. That's what be careful for nothing. Don't think that anything is too hard for God. Just believe that it's okay if you put this formula together. What is the formula? Prayer, supplication, that's laying before him. But everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. Nothing is too hard for him. But you have to follow the Bible. You have to pray. You have to keep that thing before him. And you got to water it with praise before it happens. Praise God. Happy Thanksgiving to the people of God. I tell you, I'm in a joyous mood. This is not a reprove or a rebuke. Let me tell you something. Praise is your key. We know binding and loosing is the keys to the kingdom. But praise is your key, hallelujah, to the blessings. Sometimes we always wait till we get it. Oh, then we thank God for it. Oh, I thank God. You know what God did? God moved. God gave me this. God did that. Well, he already did it. Were you thanking him prior to it? Oh, glory to God. That's a nugget right there. Yeah, we're supposed to praise him when he do something. Praise him when he say something. But glory be to God. Have you ever prayed? And while you waiting, supplicating, gave thanksgiving? Woo, glory to God. Oh, you won't be surprised. You won't be so surprised when God bless you. You won't be so surprised when you see him move. Glory to God, because you already prayed and you're laying on before God about it and you're thanking him in advance, so you expect it. Hallelujah. A lot of us, we're getting surprised when the blessing comes. We get surprised when we lay hands and somebody get healed. We get surprised when we prophesy something and somebody says, oh, I know that's God. Know why we're surprised? No prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. But you can let your request be made known this holiday season. And I'm just encouraging to let you know, glory be to God, you water it with praise. Good God Almighty, the Bible says that he hastened his word to perform it. Good God Almighty, while you're getting it out your mouth, God will be bringing it to you. If you just praise him in advance, somebody praise him in advance, to God be the glory. That's why he says, enter in. I said all of that just to go to this next verse. It's all about how you enter in. Somebody hear me tonight. Look at how you enter in. Some people never enter in. Some people just put flesh on the parade and think God's supposed to read our mind and know what we want, even though he knew. But if you end, come on somebody, the right way. If you enter into his gate with thanksgiving and you enter in his court with praise. Oh, glory be to God. With the right attitude, God will show you how good he is. God will show you how loving he is. He'll show you how kind he is. He'll show you the authority he carries, but it's how you enter in. So being that this is the Thanksgiving season, enter in his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into your relationship with thanksgiving. Come before him with praise. Doesn't matter how long you've been working it, waiting. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter if it seems like he's not coming. Just supplicate and enter in with praise. And be thankful unto him. Be thankful. You know, he blessed 10 lepers. And do you know only one came back? I'm sure all 10 said that they were thankful. But your actions show how thankful you are. I said your actions show how thankful you are. Everybody say they love God. Everybody thankful for waking me up this morning, clothed and in my right mind. Oh, stay sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, love God on our way to heaven. We love him so much that we won't give. Oh, because you think you're not giving to God. You think you're giving to man. But if you love God enough, you'll give to God and man. Somebody heard that one. For all those who don't like to support God, move on earth. God has a move here on earth that needs to be supported. You need to give. You need to give to your church. You need to give to the poor. You need to come on to Rabasie. If God was standing here, wouldn't you give to him? That's how you have to see his work. See? You have to give, and it'll be given unto you. Good measures. Pressed down, shaken together. And running over. Shall men give? God uses men. Therefore, you have to also give to man. We love God so much, but we don't want to go witness it. We don't want nobody to know I'm saved on my job. This ain't the place for that, we say. Oh, I ain't going to praise God in the street. Somebody might see me lifting my hands. I don't want to have no street service. I'm not going out there and let them people see me pray. Huh? But you love God. He is the Lord. He is good. Bless his name. Be thankful and bless his name. The Lord is good. Somebody know the Lord is good. Isn't the Lord good? Hasn't he been good? Hallelujah. Won't he always be good? The Lord is good. And his mercy. Uh-huh. His mercy. I'm closing. And we're going to give God a praise. It's something we never done on the line, but I think we're going to spend about a 30-second praise. I know I can't hear you. Uh-huh. But you can hear you. How about CA? God can hear you right where you at. And we're going to give God some praise. We're going to bless his name. Why? For the Lord is good. Why would he say the Lord is good? Because he's describing the character of God. God is not an angry God. God is not a mean God. God is not looking to be justified by paying you or making you pay for your shortcomings. That's not his character. God would much rather send the angels to minister to you and make you a flame and fire. That's his character. His character is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come into the knowledge of repentance. God is good. God is not angry. Habasie. God is not mean. God is not mad. Habasanda. God is not vengeful. Uh-oh, I heard that in the spirit. Oh, somebody said God ain't vengeful? I thought the Bible said vengeance is mine. He did. But do you know what vengeance is? Vengeance is not punishment, unless that's what you deserve. Vengeance is a system. Just like our currency, our denominational currency, meaning our money, we have ones, we have fives, we have tens, we have tens, we have 20, 50, 100. Come on, somebody. I'm going to stop there because anybody seen nothing more than that, but we got some more than that. I ain't going to say nobody. I'm just teasing there. But watch. That's our currency. It's denominations. The denomination means the amount of money in our currency. It's a system. So vengeance is God's payment system. It's God's payment system. The Bible declares, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. He said, I will repay. Know why? Because vengeance is the Lord's. Vengeance is a payment system. So what God is saying, whatever owed to you, y'all don't hear that. Y'all think vengeance means kill my friend, kill my enemy, kill that person I don't like. That ain't what vengeance is. Only thing vengeance is. Yes, God will pay somebody who done wrong. That's up to God. But that's the payment that they deserve. But when he says vengeance is mine, he's talking about a payment system. That's why whatsoever you sow, that's what you reap. Because vengeance is the Lord. The payment, the bank, the one who signed the check. Y'all don't hear me. Hey, glory to God. The one that sends the blessings is God. Vengeance is mine. So that means if you sow a lot of good seeds, God owe you. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. Stop thinking negative. Stop thinking about hurting somebody. Stop thinking about somebody going to hell and paying. No, think about the goodness of Jesus. The Bible says, for he is good. That's why he has mercy. It says he is good. That's why he has mercy. If God was up to no good, he wouldn't have mercy. Do you know mercy is not the same as grace? See, a lot of times we're not being taught in church, and we hear these words, and we just get a figment of our imagination what we believe they mean, because we sing songs about your grace and mercy brought me through. Yeah. See, I'm living this moment because of you. That is true. But do you understand the difference between grace and mercy? Do you understand the common denominator of the two? Do you understand the conduency of the two? I'll tell you what it is. You can't pay for neither one. That's the conduency. You can't pay for grace. Neither can you pay for mercy. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the difference. The difference is grace has nothing to do with anything you've done. Grace. Grace has nothing to do with anything you've done, good or bad, because grace is unmerited from the demerit system. That means you get as much as you earn. You earn points. You can't earn grace, whether you do good or bad. Grace is a gift. Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. You cannot do anything but receive grace. That's grace. It has nothing to do with what you do. But mercy has something to do with everything you do. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I wonder how many people have been taught this. Mercy has everything to do with what you do. Because you cannot receive mercy unless it's something you've done. Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Humble your people, God. Let them hear. Some people can't be taught. Some people too high to be taught. Too mighty to be taught. How do I move, Shia? When I speak to your spirit to teach this to the people so God can be glorified. Grace has nothing to do with what you do. And mercy has everything to do with what you do. Because mercy is the fact or the act of not getting paid for what you've done. That's mercy. Grace is a gift. Mercy is God's nature. It's his character. God is good. His mercy endures. Somebody understand that scripture now. His mercy endures. That means God is always willing to not make you pay, not make me pay, not make us pay for the wrongs that we've done. Hallelujah. Well, somebody said, I thought that was forgiveness. No. Forgiveness, you only get forgiveness when you confess. You only get forgiveness if you confess. It's a whole lot of things we've done and ain't confessed nothing and ain't paid for because of the mercy. We thank God this Thanksgiving season. I'm telling you something that's thanks worthy, a thanks that's worth giving. He's good. His mercy endures forever through all generations. It's perpetual. God's mercy will never stop. It's his character. Hallelujah. It's his love. Hallelujah. It's who he is. And isn't that worthy to give thanks? Isn't that something that thanks worth giving? He's so good. His mercy is everlasting. His forgiveness is perpetual, forever faithful. Every morning, to God be the glory. You ought to be giving God praise right now in your living room. You ought to be giving praise to God right now wherever you're hearing this. You ought to be, your heart, thinking about how good God been and how less we thank him. Good God Almighty, that's the song, glory be to God, that they said that just in case, I want to let you know today, just in case I haven't lifted my hands or heard my own voice say, just in case I haven't let you know, Lord God, how I really feel, how I feel. The songwriter said, Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. It's a thanks worth giving. I need you, Lord. It's a thanks worth giving. Thank you for protecting me. It's a thanks worth giving. Thank you for forgiving me. It's a thanks worth giving. Hallelujah. Yo, you got a thanks worth giving if you just release it. Hey, glory to God. I said you have a thanks worth giving. You have your own thanks that's worth giving. We have our own thanks that's worth giving. After you give God thanks, then you can have Thanksgiving with your family. We all watching football, sitting down at the table, having Thanksgiving dinner. Tabasie. But who gave thanks to God? Who gave God thanks worth giving? Oh, he just got to fit into your family. He got to bust in your door and just interrupt your meal. Hallelujah. He is a thanks. That's worth giving. We thank you tonight. I bless you. I pray, God, that hallelujah brought you closer to him during this busy time of the year. After this, of course, you know, we have Christmas, New Year. It's a very busy time. They want to take Christ out of Christmas. We celebrate a new year without a new beginning. We make a lot of promises. God, another thanks that's worth giving is all the vows that we broke and we didn't carry out. Come on, you remember last year? You remember what you said to God last year? You remember what you said in Watch Night Service last year? You remember? A thanks worth giving is for the mercy he showed that we didn't carry out all the promises that we made. But Lord, we love you. We love you more today. Glory be to God. And I just want to encourage you to give God his just due in this holiday season. Amen. I know I'm a little early. Again, I'm learning. We all are learning as we go. Hallelujah. And I'm searching my spirit now. And if the Holy Spirit is through, surely I am. But I do want to let you know, if you love God and you thank God, give to him. Give to the kingdom. Give to the work. Hallelujah to God. So, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. But he that soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give. The Bible goes on to say, not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. God loves praises. He loves joy. He loves everything associated with thanksgiving. And surely he is a thanks worth giving. I'm your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. I want to invite you out. Amen. The Undisputed Truth Ministries, 1921 Darbytown Road, Tamarack, Virginia. Praise be to God. We have some great things coming down the pike. Amen. We have some candidates from all the churches getting coming to Virginia. We're getting our licensing service. We are having, amen, a family and friends day every fourth Sunday. Amen, where you can come in and fellowship naturally and then sit down and eat some natural food, some good cooked natural food. Come out and join with us. Come on out and praise him with us. We're not up walking on the mountain and where we're so high and we show ourselves friendly because we want friends. So come on out. Give us a call. Look us up on Facebook. Glory be to God. We'll be happy to entertain you in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Father, we thank you today, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We know that glory be to God. There's none other than you deserving of all our praise. Therefore, we lift up our hands. Hallelujah. We yield our hearts. Glory be to God. We transform our mind, oh God, and we seek to come closer. Bid us to your throne, Lord God. Draw us out of our Shindia, as only you can do. We forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. And more than that, we understand that you are a thanks worth giving. God bless you. I'm your host, Bishop Sermon A. Butler, in the Word. And if it's in the Word, it is undisputed. God bless you. Have a blessed night.